here and standing near is Uncle Bill, your friend. The story is exciting from start right to the end. So everyone come join the fun, come on and let's pretend.
Yes, from New York City, it's radio's outstanding children's theater, Let's Pretend, created by Nyla Mack. Now, to get us started on today's story of Robin Hood, here's Uncle Bill Adams.
Hello, pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Bill.
Hey, I bet a lot of you won prizes one time or another at school or church or on the playground. You know, winning a prize makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it?
You bet.
Well, you just get ready to feel real good right now, because here's news from two prizes that were just awarded to Let's Pretend. And that means you too, you know, because if we didn't have an audience like you, there wouldn't be any Let's Pretend. So feel good and say thank you to the 500 radio editors of the United States who voted Let's Pretend the best children's program in radio in the annual Radio Television Daily Poll.
Thank you!
Well, but that's not all. Again this year, Let's Pretend was top children's radio program in the poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily for Fame magazine. Say thanks to these people, too.
Thank you.
There. And now, feeling very pleased and proud, let's take off for our brand new story, Robin Hood. Let's go in a hurry by motorcycle. Gwen, take charge, will you?
Okay, Uncle Bill. Magical sound men, a fleet of shiny, speedy motorcycles, if you please. One, two, three. And there we are. Okay, everybody, choose yours and hit the leather. First stop, Let's Pretend in the story of Robin Hood. Let's go!
Once upon a time, many years ago, there was a great green forest in England known as Sherwood Forest. And deep in the heart of this greenwood lived a band of outlaws and their leader. A stranger, merrier group of outlaws and a stranger, merrier leader never existed before or since.
What ho, my merry men! Come at once, wherever you may be. Robin Hood would have words with you.
Here I am, Robin. What's afoot?
And I.
Why do you sound the horn, Robin?
I attend me, all of you. A neighbor has come to us for help. And here he stands beside me, an honest farming man named Gaffer Tandy.
You are welcome, here, Gaffer.
If you can be helping me, I'll bless the name of Robin Hood and his men forever.
It's the same old story, men. The sheriff of Nottingham is after his farm. It seems that a certain nobleman named Sir Humphreys has returned to his castle, and he fancies poor old Gaffer's farm. So now the sheriff, well bribed without a doubt, has come around in the usual way with a bill for back taxes.
Truly, gentlemen, I would never known about any such taxes before. I'm a man pays what I owe.
Well, of course, you don't need to tell us how the sheriff invents taxes. By the saints, Robin, when is that sheriff going to get what he deserves?
You know as well as I, Allan Adale. He'll only get that when our good King Richard returns from the wars.
Meantime, the best we can do is keep him from getting too much that he doesn't deserve.
We'll get that gold you need to keep your farm, Gaffer.
That's right. Some sleek swindler of a merchant is bound to be riding through Sherwood today or tomorrow. We'll just invite him to a feast in the clearing. And make him pay heartily.
Wait. Isn't it about time the sheriff himself came to feast in the greenwood?
By my cudgel, Robin, it would be only justice.
But how, Robin? How would you lure him here?
Today is market day in Nottingham.
Well, but still...
Who knows, Little John? I'm only thinking there's bound to be some opportunity in such a situation. So, wish me well, lad.
Wait,
just a minute, one at a time. What was that, Gaffer?
Oh, good master, you can't go into Nottingham. Why, the sheriff wants nothing better than to get his hands on you.
Don't worry, Gaffer. I'll hide my suit of Lincoln green and stain my face with walnut dye. He won't know it's Robin Hood.
Robin Hood and Little John. I'm coming too, Robin.
You? Oh, but you're such a size and breadth, Little John. You're bound to stand out wherever you go, no matter what disguise.
I'll wrap a cloak about me. Dye my face, too. No one will know me, I vow it, Robin.
Yeah, but you shouldn't either one of you be a-going. All the sheriff's men are looking for you, Robin Hood. The sheriff himself is waiting.
The sheriff. Don't worry so about the sheriff, good gaffer. Alan Adale.
Aye, Robin.
You're our troubadour here in the Greenwood. Set Gaffer Tandy's mind at ease with our song.
Of course, Robin Hood.
Oh, the sheriff came out after Robin Hood once, came after him with the law. But the bailiff feasted with Robin Hood, and he's one of the merry men now. Oh, the sheriff tries and tries.
Yes, the sheriff tries and tries, but he'll never capture Robin Hood until he grows wings and flies.
All right, come along, Little John.
Oh, the sheriff came out after Robin Hood twice, came after him with force. But the merry men charged the soldiers all, and the sheriff lost his horse.
Sheriff tries and tries. I don't recognize this, Robin. That fellow in the fruit stall there, I've known him for years. He didn't recognize me at all as I went past.
It looks as though we're safe so far. Now, I set myself up as a butcher here in the square.
That young butcher at the stall yonder... Mm-hmm. You'll be happy to let you take over for him, I'm thinking.
Good, good. Go and amuse yourself as you will at the market, Little John.
Aye.
I'm about to go to work. Come now. Who'll buy my good meat? Three prices have I. To fat merchants, bailiffs, and noblemen, I sell threepence of meat for sixpence. For I want not their trade. Come now, who buy? Threepence of good meat for threepence, when it's a good housewife buying. Are you listening, housewives?
Who is that new butcher? He has a liking for jokes.
Sixpence for merchants, threepence for housewives. But, to pretty young lasses I charge but a kiss.
Oh.
For I like their custom best of all.
All right, young man. Since all call me a good housewife, I'll claim threepence of good meat for threepence.
And here you are, good madam. A fair portion?
A fair portion indeed. Well, Goody Thomas, you're buying too?
Indeed. And this butcher gives a bargain I like. Threepence of meat, sir.
Here you are, and here you are. But I say, where are the pretty lasses? Ah, there goes one this moment. Oh, good greetings, pretty maiden.
Now wait a bit, butcher. Know you not who she is?
I know she's the loveliest maiden I've ever seen. You've come to accept my bargain, lass?
I heard you speaking to me, sir.
Threepence of meat for a kiss is my offer. Come, I claim the payment first.
Well, really? Well, of all the impudence.
That was the sweetest kiss of all my life. I ask your name, fair maiden.
Truly, I would ask yours, bold fellow, that I may tell my father how butchers behave now on market day.
All right, now. All right, what's this?
Well, now, look who's coming, the sheriff himself.
Who's this butcher who dares to steal kisses from the highborn Lady Maid Marian, daughter of Sir Humphreys himself?
Sir Humphreys? You're his daughter?
You tremble now at your boldness.
Tremble? No, not that. So you're Sir Humphrey's daughter. Daughter of a man who cares not whom he cheats of their land.
What? Oh, now I see you for what you really are. An evil-speaking knave full of lies and slander. And my father shall hear of your lies.
Goodbye, Maid Marian.
Oh, look here now. Look here, fellow. You'll tell me at once who you are, insulting the fair Maid Marian. Yes, and setting the whole market by its ears, too, with your crazy prices. Who are you?
Who am I, Your Worship? You don't know me?
No. How should I? But I will say this. If your face weren't the color of old leather, and your clothes are brown instead of Lincoln green, I'd think you were Robin Hood himself.
Oh, no, sir, no. Oh, think not I'm that wicked, wicked outlaw who takes from the rich to give to the poor and makes fun of the sheriff of Nottingham himself. Oh, no, no. Not
well,
Robin Hood.
Who then? Who? You're never really a butcher by trade.
Very well then, sheriff. In truth, I am the only son of a rich farmer in the next country who died a few months ago, leaving all his rich cattle to me.
All his rich. Is this the truth?
Would I lie to the Sheriff of Nottingham? And truly, Your Worship, if my prices were odd here at the market, it is because I know little of business. Really, I'd like nothing better than, well, than to sell all my horned beasts and be free of care.
Oh, you would you? Rich cattle, you say. And what is your price for them, as senseless as the prices you charge for meat?
How about 60 horned beasts for 60 pieces of gold?
Oh, really? You'd sell them for that?
To you, the sheriff? Yes.
Oh, 60 cows for 60 pieces of gold. I'll buy them, sight unseen, and come with you after the market to drive them home.
Very good, Sheriff. And don't forget the gold.
I like not the way we travel to this farm of yours, young man.
Oh, really, Sheriff? It always seems to me Sherwood Forest is beautiful at this time of evening.
Sherwood Forest shelters that miserable scoundrel Robin Hood, who'd like nothing better than the gold I carry with me for your cattle.
Oh, good Sheriff, you need have no more fear of Robin Hood than you have of me.
Well, that's what you say. But when are we coming to your farm? When will I see those cows I'm buying?
Just a minute, Sheriff. Rein in your horse. Yes, I think we're about to see them now.
No, but we're in the middle of the forest.
There you are, Sheriff. 60 head and more. Are you pleased with your bargain?
60 head? But those are deer.
True enough, Sheriff. As fine deer as ever trod the forest.
But you promised...
60 horned beasts. And there they are, Sheriff.
60 deer? Oh, you robber, you swindler. You are no farmer's son. You can't be.
Come, good Sheriff, your purse. And now, if you ride just a bit further, dinner awaits us in the greenwood.
Robin Hood. You were Robin Hood all the time. What are you going to do to me?
Give you a good dinner and send you home again, minus the gold you had no right to in the first place. Come along, Sheriff.
I'll have your head for this, Robin Hood. I'll have all your heads.
Before we go on with the second act of Robin Hood, here's Warren Sweeney with a reminder.
Yes, pretenders, these gray days in winter are days when it's easy for traffic accidents to happen unless everybody's careful. Rain, snow, or fog makes it hard for drivers to see well, hard for them to stop quickly, too. So do your part. Look carefully both ways before crossing a street, and make sure you never cross a street unless it's carefully marked as a crossing. And now, back to our story of Robin Hood and Uncle Bill Adams.
Robin Hood and his men have succeeded in tricking the Sheriff of Nottingham out of enough gold to save Gaffer Tandy's farm. And all the merry men are resting under the trees this sunny day as Allen a Dale sings.
Oh, the sheriff came out after Robin Hood thrice. This time he came to buy. But deer have horns as well as cows. The sheriff thought he'd try.
Chorus now, everyone.
Oh, the sheriff tries and tries. Yes, the sheriff tries and tries. But he'll never capture Robin Hood until he grows wings and flies.
Ah, now who'll fetch me a mug of good brown ale? Singing thirsty work. How about you, good Friar Tuck?
Well, just a minute, Allen a Dale. One more bite of this pastry.
Always eating. What a friar you are. All right, I'll get it myself.
What's the matter with you, Robin Hood? You sit here with a long face as though we hadn't outfoxed the sheriff with the best joke yet. Just as though we hadn't saved Gaffer's farm for him.
Yes, yes, I know, Little John. But for the first time in a long time, I'm wishing we didn't have the name of outlaws.
Nor have we among decent folk who still remember King Richard.
And I'm wishing that King Richard had come home and set the country to rights himself. Mayhap pardon us as well.
Pardon us? What difference would it make? Would you live any differently, Robin?
Differently? No, of course not. The Greenwood's my home. Forgive me, Little John, I...
You're still thinking of that maid you kissed at the market. Suddenly you hate the name of outlaw for her sake.
No, no, it's
and
not
she,
that.
The daughter of the man who wanted Gaffer's farm.
Robin Hood. Robin Hood.
Hark. Is that a woman's voice?
Over there by the edge of the clearing. The saints above, it's she, Maid Marian.
Robin Hood, I had to come.
Had to come? But why? Why do you come here to the heart of the greenwood, my lady?
You have a party of men in ambush somewhere.
No, no, believe me. I came alone.
Alone? All this way through the forest?
Why? Just tell us why.
I had to warn Robin Hood. I heard my father and the sheriff talking. Oh, my father doesn't realize, Robin. You don't steal for yourself. You don't even steal, really.
You know that?
I talked to Gaffer Tandy and to others. Oh, lots of others. And I know you wouldn't be an outlaw if it weren't for the Sheriff of Nottingham. But now he plans to have you killed, Robin.
Nobody's planned that for months.
Yes, the Sheriff tries and tries.
You don't understand. He's hiring someone. Some cutthroat and murderer from the next country, I think he said.
What? Guy of Keysbourne? No. Even the sheriff wouldn't deal with him.
To revenge himself on me? He might, Little John.
Is it Guy of Keysbourne?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear the name. But someone. He's hired someone to kill you, Robin.
And you minded enough to come all this long way to warn me?
Well, I...
Oh, forgive me for thinking that because your father dealt with the sheriff that you... Well, that you were an enemy, Maid Marian.
I... Oh, no, not an enemy, Robin Hood. Never that. But I must return now.
I'll go with you to the edge of the forest.
But you needn't. It's not necessary.
I'd like to. Come.
My thanks to the lady, too, for her warning, but I'd remind her, and you, Robin, the Greenwood is no place for a woman.
Don't worry when there's no need, Little John. Here, we best go down this way, my lady. The path is smoother.
Thank you. And you will be careful, Robin Hood.
Careful? Oh, Guy of Gisborne, or whoever the murderer may be. I've forgotten all about him. I was wondering if... No, I've no right to say anything now. Maybe when King Richard comes home and I'm an outlaw no more.
Yes?
I... Oh, careful, that fallen log. Here, let me take your arm, my lady. Oh, the sheriff tries and tries. Yes, the sheriff... Hello? Is that beast or man under the tree there? It or he was never there an hour ago as I walked Maid Marian this way. Hello there.
Who's the scoundrel dares kick at me?
Here now, be careful whom you call scoundrel. And I only shoved you a bit with my toe to see if you were man or beast lying there. Why do you wrap yourself in such skins, stranger?
Guy of Gisborne dresses as he chooses. Any objection? If there is, my cudgel's ready.
Guy of Gisborne? So you're Guy of Gisborne.
Heard of me, have you? Most folk have.
Aye, and I heard, too, you were saving that cudgel for a fellow named Robin Hood.
No need to be saving. I can break your head and then take care of him. He's the least of my worries.
Really? You've never heard that Robin Hood is the best archer in the country? And a stout man with the cudgels as well?
He'll go over like a ninepin when I step up to him. Him, an outlaw. Why, he's never killed a man in his life. He boasts of it, the ninny.
My friend, your wrappings of old skins disgusted me at first. Your words disgust me even more.
Watch out, fella!
All right, a fight then. My cudgel is with me and as ready as yours. Have a care, guy.
Have a care yourself. Look out, stranger, for that blow. I mean to kill you.
Kill me, you guy of Gisborne. I hear it now. It's Robin Hood himself you fight.
Robin Hood? You're Robin Hood?
There that I am. And I warn you now, Guy of Gisborne, if you lift that cudgel again, you'll be sorry indeed.
I'll be sorry. Scoundrel, don't fool. Take that. There. I'll smash you like an egg. I'll break you like a...
Kill me, would you? Well, lie there a while and cool your temper, Guy of Gisborne. And when you awake... Your bones may remember that Robin Hood's not so easy to kill.
Oh, lackaday, what's to do now? What?
Who's that? Hello? Who comes this way through Sherwood?
Oh, why, saints above, it's Robin. Robin himself. But good heavens, what's all this?
Well, it's plain to see, Friar. I've stretched this fellow out to rest a bit. But what's wrong with you? You look as though the pastry you're eating is heavy as lead.
No, it's not the pastry, Robin. It's...
Well, it's what? Swallow, Friar, swallow. And tell me clearly what's amiss.
Yes, had to eat, Robin. Keep from weeping like a child. But Now I found you, it'll be all right.
What will be all right? Explain yourself.
Little John, the sheriff has him in Nottingham.
No.
True, going to hang him in the morning.
The sheriff hanging Little John? I must get to Nottingham.
Oh, yes, but then what, Robin? Little John's in jail. The sheriff's taking him to the gallows tree at dawn.
He is he? Oh, I know. These skins on our unconscious friend here. Help me, Friar Tuck. Help me get them off him and onto myself.
You're going to dress up in those odorous skins, but why?
It's the perfect way to fool the sheriff just long enough, Tuck. Yes, that's right. The skin over my shoulders, so. And we'll see now what happens at dawn tomorrow morning.
No, I'll get free yet.
Struggle if you will, Barlett. You're on your way to the gallows at last. And I say, look who comes down the road. Hold a minute, guards. I'd know the fellow who wears those skins anywhere. It's Guy of Gisborne. How now, man? What luck? Did you meet the outlaw?
Marry I did, Sheriff. And I met him and conquered him yesterday.
What? Robin... He's killed Robin. Oh, no.
Oh, Robin Hood's dead at last. Oh, good man, Guy of Gisborne.
Good man. Oh, now I die happily too, nor do I care how if Robin Hood has been slain by this monster.
I took good care of him. And now I'll gladly take care of you with the sheriff's permission.
Oh, you want to put this fellow out of the way, Guy? Oh, all right. It's a favor I'll grant, and gladly, after the service you did me.
Have him step out on the road here, by me.
Step along, Little John. Guy of Gisborne wants you in cudgeling distance. Step along, that's right.
All right, wretch, here I am. Do what you will.
First I'll cut the rope that binds your hands so like this.
Robin!
From under my skins, a bow and arrow for you, one for me.
But I thought...
Later, John, later. Right now, send those arrows speeding over the heads of the guards while we fly. Fly for our lives.
Catch us if you can, Sheriff!
But that's Robin Hood's voice. Look, Little John's free. They're running. Oh, no. After them, men. Don't let them get away. After them.
But he'll never capture Robin Hood until he grows wings and flies.
Oh, that's the nicest verse yet, Alan Adale.
I thank you, Maid Marian, especially if it's likely to be the last. To that song, at any rate.
Yes, with King Richard home at last and the sheriff off in London answering for his sins, there'll be no more sport with him ever again, I fear.
The Greenwood won't seem the same.
No sighing, Little John. You said the same when Maid Marian said she'd marry me. But the Greenwood is the same, and always will be. Come, a song to the Greenwood, Alan Adale, where we live now not as outlaws, but by choice. Robin Hood, Maid Marian, and all the merry men. A song to our Greenwood home.
That's our Let's Pretend version of the famous old legend of Robin Hood. The pretenders for today were Robin Hood.
Robert Moran.
Little John.
Bill Lipton.
Alan Adale.
Arthur Anderson.
Gaffer Tandy.
Jack Rimes.
Sheriff of Nottingham.
Donald Madden.
Maid Marian.
Sybil Trent.
Guy of Gisborne.
Don Hughes.
Woman at the Market.
Gwen Davies.
And Friar Tuck.
Roger Sullivan.
The original music was composed and conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is directed by Gene Height. And Robin Hood was specially written for today's production by Johanna Johnston. Let's Pretend comes to you from New York. So remember, all of you pretenders who live nearby, we're always glad to have you come visit a broadcast. Just write for free tickets to CBS Radio, New York City. And say, next week, there's one of your favorites coming up. The merry and magical story of the Emperor's Nightingale. Be listening. And now here's Warren Sweeney again. Yes, pretenders, a man who pinches pennies and plays the violin off key as well doesn't sound like such a bargain. But somehow when it's Jack Benny who's playing Miser and Love and Bloom, it all adds up to lots and lots of laughter. Remember, you can hear him and all his gang right here on CBS Radio every Sunday evening. And don't forget either, tried and true Amos and Andy are here every Sunday on the CBS Radio Network. ¶¶
Let's Pretend from CBS on January the 9th, 1954.